Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Otaku Outcast. It's me, Josie, here with Brian, here with Alex. We're back.
What's up, guys?
We're backity back back.
Feels good to be back.
For real. These guys can't work without me, apparently.
Yeah, we apologize for the sudden break last week. We were indisposed. We were not able to record, but we're back this week, and I'm ready to talk some anime, bro. I actually feel like we have a lot to talk about today. A lot of new stuff.
Yeah. Hopefully we get a good amount out of it, because there are five things, but in paper it looks like super small. But you know, if we could get good conversation out of it, we'll be fine.
Shit, once we get rolling, it's gonna be hard to stop.
Yeah, more or less, dude. Oh, you know, real quick. So you know, I was like curious because I think I saw a post on IG and it was like about X-Arm, and it was like the most horrendous garbage fucking known anime out there. So like, what does the art style in X-Arm look like? So I looked and it looked really good, actually. The art style looked really good. I was like, oh, they really did it dirty.
Oh, you mean like in the source material, the manga?
Yeah, the source material for the anime, they did it dirty. And so I went like real. It's a quick rabbit hole. I wouldn't say like a deep dive where I'm taking hours to find out about this shit. No, so I went real quick. I searched up X-Arm manga, and then like I was looking through some of the pictures, and so you know, news comes sometimes with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? And so I saw like a title like, oh, X-Arm manga canceled because of anime. I'm like, oh,
no way.
Yeah, so I didn't see the whole video. I should have. But I was like, no way. There is no way. And then, you know, I was just looking through the comments like, yeah, apparently this got canceled because of that. I'm like, no fucking way. There's no way.
Bro, imagine being that mangaka, bro. Fuck no, bro. That is tough. That sucks so much.
And he had like other versions of the manga, so he had a light novel as well. It's crazy. Let me just make sure that everything lines up. Like, cause I don't want to be like, oh yeah, this is the reason.
Nah, that officially has to be the worst anime of all time. Now it literally got the manga canceled. That's how bad of an anime it was.
No. I don't know how correct they were, but I mean, from okay, the anime came out what, 2021, right? 2021.
Yeah, it came out this year.
No, so that doesn't. Maybe the other portion of it, maybe. Okay, because the original part of it ended in 2019.
Hmm.
But then X-Arm. EXA ended in 2021, February 27th, two volumes into it. So maybe it
If it only had two volumes, then that's probably what happened.
A sequel manga titled X-Arm EXA began in Grand Jump Mucha in August 2019. So probably, yeah, it probably did cancel it. The sequel, at least.
That sucks. Damn, that's trash. Nah, bro. I'd be sick, bro. If I was a mangaka, bro. Nah, bro. The moment that first episode came out, bro, I would have been throwing up. I'd have been terrible, bro. His career went down the drain. Or her career went down the drain. Either or. Terrible, terrible. Now I feel like watching it.
And fucking, from the looks of it, the first... Like, it did... Oh, not the first. The original manga, like, the actual X-Arm, not the sequel, did okay. Because it went, like, 4 years, so 14 volumes. So, it looks like it did okay. But I was reading some of the comments that said the manga itself was not bad. It was good. It was okay. It wasn't bad. So, I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. So, now... I was like, now I kind of want to see what it's about. At least manga-wise, I'm not going to watch the anime. Fuck that.
No, sir. I do want to watch the first episode. I really want to see just how. No, wait. I already saw the first episode. Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to put myself through that.
Which is also the same thing again. Alright, so. Oh. We got. What?
No. Alright, so before we get into Dr. Stone, okay? I just suddenly remembered another piece of news.
Okay.
So, another series that has just come to a close after 16 years. Kiss Sis, bro, just ended.
Really?
Scenes, bro. Yeah, really. The manga just ended, bro.
Never read it in my life.
That's your canceled.
No, it ended. It's done.
This is like his bread and butter.
This is like it's not my bread and butter, but like this is one of the first anime I've ever like read or watched. So it's kind of crazy, bro. It's I don't know. It just makes me feel really old. You know, I look back and think to those first episodes of Kiss Sis, and I just get hit with nostalgia. It was the beginning of my fall into degeneracy. But yeah, man, came to an end. Staple in culture, you know. Insane, absolutely insane. I just wanted to bring that up, you know. I was having an existential crisis because of it this week, but
so it caught people off guard.
No, it's just the fact that it's been around for so long. Like literally, like it was one of the first animes that I ever watched, you know, by accident because I had no idea what the fuck it was about. But you know. I can say that as much as I want. I still watch the whole thing. You know, it's not like 8 episodes into Kiss Sis and all of a sudden, oh, you know, they throw the incest at you. No, like, that shit was from the beginning. So I guess that speaks about me as a person.
Yeah. Some would call this the One Piece harem version. You know, it went on for so long.
Never say that 16 again.
16 years.
Never see that again, Brian.
I'm gonna call that nowadays. Oh, yeah. Have you seen the One Piece harem version? It's my homie's favorite.
No, no, bro. You gotta
say it went on for 16 years.
Brian, you gotta ask, so has anyone seen the Adventure Kiss Sis? One Piece is just the Adventure Kiss Sis, bro. The Shonen Kiss Sis. Nah, it's just that it's crazy, Alex. Like I can't get over it. It's like almost the same feeling like when Naruto ended for me. You know, like Naruto's been there since I was a kid. You know, when I was first getting into anime, and now it finally ended. It just makes me terrified about what's gonna happen when One Piece ends.
Oh well, yeah. I think that I also think about that too. You know, but you were saying about Naruto, though. You know, Naruto had a... Today, this week's episode was, like, about Naruto's Baryon mode. I don't know if I'm saying it correct.
Oh, the BS Baryon mode?
Why do you call it BS mode?
Huh? Oh, no. No, I've just seen people criticize it. They think it was an ass pull. That's why.
What do you mean? In what terms?
That form just came out of nowhere. That's what people didn't like. People were complaining. Like, when it first happened in the manga, people were like, oh, this is just an ass pull. Where did this come from? Oh, you know, classic Naruto. Pulling out a mode that had not been foreshadowed or previously spoken of. Or, you know, people, you know, just usual moaning and bitching and whining about something popular.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it was trending, what I read. I don't know how big it was in trending. Because remember, I usually get all my info off of
good old Instagram.
Oh, good old IG, my guy. So I wouldn't be able to tell you, like, oh yeah, it was like number one trending on Twitter. No, but it was popping up a lot in terms of Instagram. So I was like, oh shit. I mean, and the looks of it, I didn't actually have a problem with it. It looked pretty cool. It was a, all right. So have you seen it in terms of like what it looks colored?
Yes, I have seen it. Okay. I've seen pictures, right, and like still frames of it.
All right. So yeah, continue.
Well, yeah. Well, it was. I wouldn't say it was popping off on Twitter, but it was being talked about a bit. And I mean, half of it was people just being really hyped, you know, because Boruto's at its peak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And other people, you know, just hating to hate. Good old classic social media. But I mean, what did you think about it? I mean, you don't read the manga, do you, Brian?
Boruto? Nah, I don't really read the manga. I just stopped after like Naruto. I've been wanting to because I've been hearing like, oh yeah, like I've been hearing a lot like, oh, you know, it actually gets better. It's not that bad. You know, he, like, so it's like, all right, maybe, I don't know yet. I don't know what, I'm still like, I don't know if I should or not right now. Especially with everything, like, other stuff that I read. But I've seen, like, snippets of the manga, or, oh, no, panels, my bad. Panels of, like, what it looks like, and it doesn't look bad. But, I mean, there's some things, like, some art style that has changed, kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to get used to it.
What about you, Alex? Did it come on your radar? Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
I've had a busy week, dude, so I haven't been on social media much. So I haven't heard.
Oh, lucky as well.
Nah, I feel you. I've been off of social media, too. I, believe it or not, all I've been doing is playing the Pokemon trading card. Pokemon TCG on my iPad. Literally all week. That's all I've been doing.
So you want to know something about what people were making like a quick connection about for Naruto's Baryon mode?
What?
The color. And you know how the guy color? Yeah, you know how guy turned like autumn orange? Or red orange kind of?
Uh-huh.
So people were making this connection of like, you know, the editors really put this connection of people were willing to die like for their students, because you know how Boruto, Naruto's I'm about to say Boruto's dad.
Boruto's A, bro, you're not wrong.
No, you know how Naruto's supposedly that, well, it's supposed to like kill or like take his lifespan away or something like that.
Yeah.
So what they made the connection was like a guy was giving away his lifespan or giving up his life to save his students. So the people made the connection like, oh, the same color. It's the same type of deal. Like, oh, it's an orange red. They're ready. They're willing to give up their life for the future generations. So that's the type of connection people had made.
I don't know about that. I don't know about them doing it for their students or the future. They're just doing that shit to save the fucking planet.
No, but apparently I have no idea how true it is. But the coloring is what people were like making this connection between. I don't know if that connection is true or not.
I don't believe it. I mean, yeah, I don't believe it. I think people are just reaching. It's probably like a really nice coincidence. But I personally don't think that's. Because, I mean, if they're just getting that based off of the color, because I didn't see that connection at all, like, when I read in the manga,
right? Well, it's because it's the manga, the anime, is where it's colored.
Yeah, but we saw it colored. Like, we saw it on color pages and then on the volume covers. Like, we know what it looks like.
Baryon mode?
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen it colored. I didn't. Yeah.
I haven't.
Oh, well, yeah, because you don't read it, but, like I've seen it colored, and I didn't get that connection at all. Because, I mean, if we're being honest, and, like, Kakashi's been doing that the whole series, you know, Yeah, you can say Jiraiya, like, you can say Tsunade, like, I get
But in terms of, like, getting something surrounded about around them, you get me? That's what they're saying. Like a cloak type of thing.
Like a transformation?
No. A cloak type of deal. Like, so Jiraiya had his dragon. He was turning red and shit like this. That's what people were kind of doing. That's what I'm saying. Like, they were... That's what the connection... Because I don't fully remember what, like, the caption had said, but it was something about the falling autumn, falling leaves in autumn, so that new leaves arise or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, so that's like that connection. As if it's true, I don't know, but if it's true, that would be kind of cool. You know, a cool connection.
It would be really cool. Although I'm still gonna be a pessimist. Yeah, I'm gonna be a pessimist. I don't think so. I don't think they. I think people are reaching. They're trying to find them. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if at the end of the day, I mean, if that's how they interpret it, then that is a really cool way to look at it. But, I don't know, like, when I read this scene in the manga, like, I was... And when I read and watched Guy's scene... Like, I wasn't thinking that, oh, you know, Guy's doing this for Lee, you know, he's doing this for Tenten and for the rest of the future generations. No, I was just, oh, you know, I gotta take this motherfucker down or else he's gonna kill everybody.
But that kind of falls under that, though.
Yeah, but then every fight in Naruto would count under that. You feel me? Like, I don't feel like that was the theme of Guy's fight. And I don't think that's... Although, you can make an argument about, like, for the Naruto one. Like, that... You can make an argument that that is the theme for it. You know, he's doing this for Kawaki. You know, his sons. Mm-hmm. Both his sons.
Both.
All right. I mean, but... That's cool. I mean, I'm glad Boruto's there already. I should probably watch all this. I really liked it in the manga. I was gonna ask Alex something.
Go ahead.
What's up?
So Alex,
what's up?
You said you've been busy this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So okay.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask you. I'm sorry, Brian, for like this is like completely like off topic, what I'm gonna ask him. But like, how, as someone who's like newer into anime and stuff, like how do you like find the time? Because I've been finding that hard, and I'm like super into it.
Well, the thing is I don't go out much, so aside from like doing any work and stuff.
The life of a niece.
I'm just at home. Yeah. I just never went out, like, even back then. So I've always had, like, time to watch TV and stuff.
I guess.
I have no friends.
That's not true. Well, what were you going to say, Ben? What were you going to say before I rudely interrupted you?
Well, not much. I mean... I was going to go into the next topic, since we were talking about, like, also shows and mangas that have ended or are going to end.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you had told me that Dr. Stone is in his final arc. When was it that? Was it released in the manga, or was it released on news-wise?
I just gotta ask. No, it was stated by the editors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's being advertised, like it's being advertised.
Okay, because I'm like 4 chapters, I want to say, behind on Dr. Stone.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 10 or more, a few more, so I'm like catching up right now.
Yeah, no, it's so final. I don't know if you remember when we were the last time we talked about Dr. Stone when we were making predictions.
Yeah, that was a cool minute ago.
We were
not too long, but like it was a while ago.
We were pretty much right. It seems like everything's done. They're just gonna go to the moon. That's it. They're already gonna go to the moon. I still felt like we were gonna go around the world a bit more, but nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nope. We're done. We got That's everything crazy. We need.
Going to the moon.
It could have done it. Honestly, I think it could have done it. Bust out One Piece. Oh yeah, we're going all around the world, bro.
No, they did. Literally. This week. This week, their trip around the world ends. That's literally what it said. Like, that's how last week's chapter ended. Days till Senku's team completes their trip around the world. 2 days. So like in 2 days they're gonna return to Japan to start building the rocket.
So crazy. I remember when it was like not that many chapters.
Yep.
Dude, I remember it. I think it was like in the first 50 probably when I started reading it.
I only started reading it because of you.
I still haven't even finished the last episode.
Dude, I haven't even watched the second season of it.
Oh, fun.
I watched
only 13 episodes, man.
I watched the second half. But I only watched like the actual Stone War part of it. But nah, dude, it's crazy. Like, I still clearly remember the day you came up to me like, "Oh, bro, you gotta read Dr. Stone. Bro, it's so badass. Like, it's so cool. Like the way, like how smart Senku is." And I was not buying it. I did not want to read a manga about science.
And you're like, I don't want to learn. I'm out of high school, man.
And yeah, here I am, bro.
Talking about it. That's really crazy though. Like seeing the things that you like that are really good coming to an end, bro. It's like, fuck.
Well, how do you think I feel about Kisses?
The Adventure Harem.
Ah, dude. Dr. Stone coming to an end. That's crazy.
Real quick, Alex, what'd you think of Dr. Stone after watching the anime?
I liked it a lot. The whole like science thing. I really like science, so like that aspect of it was really interesting for me. And the way he explains, I mean, I didn't learn a single thing. But it was really interesting. I really liked it. I don't know why I still haven't gone around to like finishing this season 2, I think. But I'm probably going to do that right after this.
Bro, talking about it and then like it makes you want to watch it. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to do it tonight. Yeah, dude. And it's really crazy. What do you think about it ending though? Like in its final stage, even though you don't read it, like what do you think about hearing it since like you just barely started reading watching it and now hearing like, oh, it's already in its final stages.
I mean, that's pretty cool because like at least I know that it won't get canceled. And I mean, hopefully the anime doesn't get canceled. And if it does, then I'm gonna have to just go for the manga.
Alright, that is dope.
I'm like Josie, like, I don't know if I want to read a book about science, you know? Like, reading about science is cool, but a manga on it? I don't know.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it goes into, like, it's not just all about that either. You kind of hear, like, you also see, like, the people going through some troubles, talking about, like, their problems. You know, like, a really good art style. Mm-hmm. What it takes to do that. Dude, like, I'm gonna just tell you something real quick. Josie, throughout the whole chapter, how many times do you think they were in life or death situations, really, like how just reason, like that type of way?
Like once.
Yeah. They're like two times life or death situations, like really bad.
Yeah, you know what, twice. Like you're right, twice. The first time they were going up against Tsukasa, so right here in season 2. Like, that was the first time, and then only one other time. When Suika had to become MVP.
Yeah, basically. After, like, the time skip that they had, it's just, like, mm-hmm. before the time skip they had, that's like another dire, really bad situation that they were in. Other times it wasn't like as bad. No one really died or was on the verge of dying. You really get to see like the passion that they have to wanting to know more about the future for someone that's like, for the people that are, well, for Senku it'd be like he's stuck in the past, or like he's not necessarily stuck in the past. He's just in a time where they're behind, and these people from behind want to see like what the future, what Senku's present time was like. So it's like you see a lot of the passion, a lot of the help, lots of jokes, lots of references too. Dude, and like the art style, oh,
Chris. Well, I mean, Alex has seen it. Alex has seen the first season, yeah. Right?
Yeah. No. But I'm talking about the manga, though.
Is it the same art style? Almost exactly.
Almost exactly.
Except, believe it or not, you know, like the serious, the really serious moments look a lot nicer in the manga.
Yeah.
Like Boichi knows how to draw a fucking like a serious face. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, real quick off note, you know, I didn't know that Boichi did this One Piece type of deal.
You didn't know about him?
I didn't know about it until like recently. I seen it pop off. I was like, oh shit, what the hell? He did an Ace thing, so I was like, oh.
Yeah, and then he did a Zoro for his Mihawk too.
I didn't. Oh no! That Zoro vs Mihawk, I did see that one.
You're probably not aware then, Brian, that every month, One Piece is gonna get a special chapter by different Shonen Jump artists.
Like, oh shit! I've seen the Vivi one.
Yeah, the Vivi one by Niseko is out there. Yeah, is One Piece is gonna get a bunch of those.
Oh shit! That's dope. I didn't hear about that. I just seen like the art styles or like someone else doing that, and then there was a Food Wars one that Sanji is in.
Yeah, that one's still going on. Shokugeki no Sanji. That's by the author of Shokugeki no Soma.
Yeah. Seen that.
Bro, I haven't read it. One Piece is GOAT, bro. One Piece is the only series that other artists are dying to like give their own, yeah, to like give it their own fucking spin on. Like I just can't wait for Akira Toriyama's, because I know I feel like 100% he's gonna do one. He has to.
You imagine he doesn't?
Then I'll be very sad. Oh no, just, you know, but I mean, Alex would know how GOAT One Piece is if he like watched it
or even read it. I feel like getting through the manga is way faster than watching it.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Manga takes like around 5 minutes to read, probably, like one chapter. Yeah, like 5 minutes.
Bro.
So what did you do in the anime?
They stretch it out.
Yeah. No. Well. Okay. Before Marineford arc, they didn't stretch it out. Now they do.
No. I mean. No. Like the anime stretches it out, as in like, you know, like a panel. Oh, well, they like add more. You know, like it'll take you like 5 seconds to read a panel, but in the actual show, like that scene will take like a minute. That's what I mean by they stretch it out. That's why it takes longer. Cause like. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they add like a little bit more, like so fighting scenes. Like you'd see like, let's say 10 panels. But they'll do the whole sequence. Like they'll add their own touches to it, so it's a longer fight.
Yep, and then they're consistently adding scenes to it, because like in a manga, a character will be in one place, right, in one panel, and then the next panel he's like. He moved 10 feet. In the anime, you'll see him move those 10 feet. And that takes up seconds. That takes up time. And that keeps adding up.
Yeah, you know? But that... And then some frames, like it's just like what One Piece has done.
They stat pad
for a while. Yeah, they were like doing the same fucking scene for 30 seconds.
Like
so, it, yeah, it was like
yeah, it'll it literally got pretty bad. It'll literally be like a still image with like background music playing for like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Yeah, yeah, it got when pretty bad.
So it wouldn't catch up to the manga.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so what One Piece used to do would be like, there's two chapters or three per episode. Now it got to the point where it's like 1 to 1.5.
No, I know, bro. At one point, it would get like half a chapter, an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like when it was really bad, like it would get like half a chapter in one episode.
That was during the Fishman arc, I think.
Well, I mean, I think it also depends on like what's going on. Cause like if it's a fight, then they can get like half a chapter in an episode. You know, they just add how a bunch of fight scenes.
What's up?
Yeah, how many chapters is there?
1,026.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And episodes?
993
after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. And how behind is it?
About a year.
Fuck.
It's about a year behind. Because around last year, the manga was where the anime is at right now.
Wait, the anime is not going on right now, is it?
Yeah. It's weekly. Oh, yeah. One Piece always drops an episode every week. No matter what.
Like, only during the pandemic it stopped.
And that was for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Really? I thought it was like a month, dude.
Nah.
Is it year end?
Yeah. Every week, bro. For 20 years.
And I was gonna say something.
And that's why it stretches it out. It stretches out the things because of like no matter what, you need to drop an episode next week, so you can't let it catch up.
So does it plan on doing that the whole time?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But during this current arc, the pace like not during this current arc, the pacing was kind of bad, and then started kind of getting good. I don't know what point though, and during the arc.
The raid on Inigashima. The anime has been going ridiculous since Odin's flashback. From Odin's flashback and on, like the entire raid on Onigashima, peak. It's like peak fiction. Literally peak fiction. Like there's no other way for me to explain it. Like the anime has been going off. Like ridiculously good.
Alright, Alex, real quick before I tell you. Like, if you do get into the anime, eventually you'll get to parts where you're skipping, like, 4 minutes into the anime.
That's tough.
Yeah, because, let's just say during one arc, they have, like, they'll tell you, this is the plan for, like, multiple episodes. It's the same plan every episode. The same scene, beginning scenes from the ending scene of the last episode. Fucking, that's the intro. Yeah, you'll be skipping like up to like 4 to 5 minutes into the anime, and then you'll get like what, like 18 minutes of actual content, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Yeah, so like at first it'll be off-putting, but once you know the tricks, like the in and outs of watching after a while, you're like, all right, I can skip the beginning part. It's fine. I mean, you might want to listen to the song first. For the new season, it counts as new seasons in some anime apps.
In my household, you don't skip the OPs.
I do, depending on like how much time I have.
I think I listened to it for like the first episode.
Man, look, all I can say is that this week's chapter was peak fiction once again. There's nothing like One Piece. There's literally nothing like One Piece. There is no other character in fiction like Luffy. Like, I have Luffy, like, easily up there and like, my favorite fictional characters of all time. Like, of anything. Like, of any... of books, movies, TV shows. Like, Luffy's up there. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just crazy, Alex. Like, I don't know a single person. So let me put it like this for you, Alex. You've seen Attack on Titan, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen Hunter x Hunter, right?
No, I haven't.
Actually, no, that's Roman. You've seen Demon Slayer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So out of those two, which one's your favorite?
I'm gonna have to say Demon Slayer.
Oh wow, I'm surprised. I thought you were gonna say Attack on Titan. But All right. Just real quick, right? Like, what's the best anime you've seen so far? You think, like, real quick, like off the top of your head, what's the one that comes to mind?
Demon Slayer.
All right.
Yeah.
I have not met a single person who has watched One Piece that doesn't think it's the best anime of all time.
Okay, I get you.
Like, I don't know anyone who's actually seen it that doesn't think that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can't say the same about, like, any other series.
No, yeah. I feel like whenever I ask anybody who's an anime watcher, it's that one.
Yeah, it's, like, the biggest, you know, like, just to put it really out there for anyone that's, like, ever thought about it, I mean, most likely we have people that listen that have already watched One Piece. But anyone that's new, like, after a while, you'll get, like, you'll know when to, like, skip parts. Like, it's around, what, Marineford arc, maybe, that it starts getting like that?
If you're gonna watch One Piece, like, watch it and not read it, then I say you should just fucking commit to it. Like, just skip out the filler. Like, the actual filler episodes. And
yeah,
although there is an alternative, though, if you really want to speed run the anime, there's a website called One Pace, like O-N-E-P-A-C-E, like P-A-C-E, like Pace, like One Pace, and it edits all the One Piece episodes and cuts out all that filler crap and shortens it.
I need to do that.
So
that's a real one.
Yeah, One Piece does that for the entirety of One Piece.
Whoever does dedicated to doing that, they're a goat for that. Just letting you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it. You can watch it that way. That's how that's for people who want to really, like, get through it. I would just watch the anime regularly, honestly. But then that's me as, like, someone who fucking adores One Piece, right? Yeah. So of course I would want to put up with that, but, like, people getting into the show, maybe they wouldn't want to. But I mean, well, like, East Blue hardly has that problem.
Yeah, dude. I just real quick, a homie of mine, told me, like, he put a Zoro and Skypiea arc. Yeah, what specifically? But he posted that on his IG. Like, oh, you're finally watching this? You're like, yeah, dude. Some of these scenes, they hit, bro. Finally. I'm like, finally.
Dude, I don't know, man. So, Brian, did you read this week's chapter?
Yeah. I'm saying it's good.
Bro. Yonko. Yonko level.
That's basically
confirmation.
What it is.
That's confirmation, bro.
That's what it is.
Because that is literally, like, the only Yonko exclusive feat we've seen in the entire series. Like, the only people who have ever done that have been Yonko. It's Luffy, bro.
Yeah, Yonko and, well, Roger.
Well,
Roger the king, I mean, obviously.
Well, yeah, he was a king, so. Bro, ridiculous. Nah. Absolutely crazy.
Talking about something else, you want to talk about Star Wars Visions, right?
Yes, I want to talk about Star Wars. Let me geek out a little bit. All right, so the Star Wars anime episodes have finally been released, you know. The episodes done by Studio Triggers, production IG, and so on and so on, right? They dropped on Disney Plus. Those shits were amazing, bro. I fucking loved all of them. Like, particularly, I'd say episode 3, the one done by Trigger, the twins. That shit was gorgeous. It was gorgeously animated. And I think episode 5, the one done by Production IG. You know what? Fuck, they're all good, bro. Like, honestly, like, they were all really, really good. They're all done in different art styles. They're all different little mini stories. Like I said, like, if it feels like all those anime studios just fucking made a one-shot, like how a one-shot manga would be. And they're like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just get, like, a one. Because from what I've seen in the Star Wars community, like, people would love for any of these to, like, become an actual series. Like, get a sequel or just become a full-on show. Like, these shits were really, really good, bro. And you don't even have to be, like, a Star Wars fan to like it. Like, I feel like any anime fan would just enjoy that shit. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that they're fucking running around, like, using lightsabers, you might not even fucking realize that it's Star Wars. That's how good it is. I recommend it to everybody. Like, everyone listening to this shit, if you're listening to me right now, go watch Star Wars Visions. Just go check it out. That shit is badass.
Or you want to invest your time better, you know, just watch another anime.
Bro, don't hate. Well, what do you got against Star Wars?
Nothing. Not really. I just thought it was funny. Honestly, dude, Star Wars, I don't really have a problem with them. I think I've seen all 6 of them, but they weren't really that memorable to me.
9.
Let's say the original 6. All right, let's keep it at that.
Damn, what a world we live in where people call the prequels the original 6. That is wild.
You got the first 3 and then the last 3. That's it. That's all we need. That's all I know. I don't know anything from there on. I slept through one of the newer ones.
Ooh, Star Wars fans aren't gonna like that one, Chief.
I was dead tired that day, honestly. It's not because of the movie. I was just dead tired.
Have you seen Star Wars, Alex?
All right. Let's keep that for the Star Wars.
Yeah,
fucking...
I have.
Keep that for the Star Wars reviews.
I'm not like a time, super big fan or something, but I've seen all the movies.
You should check out Visions.
Yeah.
Gas. Gas. Ignore Brian. Ignore Brian's negativity. It's gas.
Oh, yeah. You could invest the time, instead of watching that, into One Piece, dude. I'm just letting you know. One Piece. One Piece, you know?
That's true.
I do recommend One Piece over Star Wars Visions. But, I mean, the Star Wars Visions episodes are really short, bro. Like, some of them are, like, 13 minutes long, you know?
See, that's 13 minutes too long. I'm telling you. Wait, how are we on time right now?
I 42. Say...
43.
Yep.
Alright, yeah, let's talk about Tokyo Revengers ending the season. That was the summer season. I don't think there was anything that really caught my attention this season, summer at least.
As in, like, other to be competition? Revengers. To be competition for anime of the season?
No, just, like, overall, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Just girlfriend for me. Oh, and Remake My Life. That show's
pretty good. Oh, I really like that one. Yeah.
Remake? I think I heard that one was good.
Yeah, it was really good, bro. Like, surprisingly.
Okay, so I fell off on Girlfriend. Not because, like, anything put me off. I just didn't watch it. The one thing that I did was caught up with all the time was Slime, but we can't talk about it because you guys are behind.
Yes, sir. I want no spoilers. Then, I'm going to check it out this weekend. Woo! I'm going to treat myself.
Tokyo Revengers, well, that was like a spring thing, but it ended in summer.
Bro, there are shouts for it to be Anime of the Year.
I mean, I could see why. Honestly.
Yeah, same here.
But it's going to go up against Season 2 Demon Slayer, right?
It's going to go up against a lot.
Yeah, you got Mushoku Tensei. You got Demon Slayer Season 2. You got... I don't know about this one. This is kind of a little bit of far reach. Even though I do like it, you got Komi-san. Because there are a lot of people, that wanted that. Like, so that's why.
Oh, you mean my girl, Komi-san? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. My number one girl? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you.
But, yeah, Tokyo Revengers, you know, this season, it did really good. Art style was amazing. Memes were funny. Fuck.
You know, I wouldn't give it Anime of the Year because I feel like I just can't. Like, if you're comparing it against, like, shows like fucking Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer, like, the production-wise, like, quality, it's lacking too much. But if it wasn't... Wait,
how and what? In what terms, though? I thought the anime was clean, just as clean as those two.
What?
Yeah.
Bro, it's not even comparable. What do you mean?
I think so. I think it's just as clean.
Bro, there are legit scenes that they ran out of budget, so you would just see a still frame of like the floor while there's like people grunting in the background. Like,
I'm talking about the people though. Talking about when it comes to the people, I don't really give a shit about stills like that. When it comes to the art style on the people, that's fine. I think it's just as clean as the other ones too.
Maybe like the character designs, but like the actual production, like the animation, the scene work, the fucking fucking special effect, like in that, like you can't compare, bro. Like, there's no way you can look at one random scene in Jujutsu Kaisen, bro. There is not a single fucking scene in Tokyo Revengers that looks as good, or Demon Slayer. Yeah,
that one. Oh, Demon Slayer is on a whole another level, though.
Or Mushoku Tensei, like. No, bro.
See,
like,
you're a Mushoku Tensei. No, that's you right there. That's you on that.
In animation,
like, it's because you're putting something within the human capabilities of punching versus magic and shit.
What? Yeah, yeah, you can make punching look good. Look good. Not as good as some of the other stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. It would look good. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what show you're watching. I don't know what kind of bootleg you're watching.
Bro, I don't know what you're watching. Because it is not comparable, bro. What do you mean?
You're on something, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, I will send you clips right after, once we're done recording. Because, no, bro. You're tripping out. But,
let me show you how a good punch looks like, all right? That's all I'm saying. I don't know, dude. To me, it was like really good. Art style, animation, it was all good.
It was bad, bro.
Dude, now you're just saying shit.
I'm not saying shit, bro. Like, I'm being dead ass. Like, I don't know how you don't see it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm dead serious right now.
Okay, but anyway.
I don't know. This is coming from the guy that loves animation from Black Clover. I don't know what you're talking about right now.
I don't love the animation Black Clover. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. You always talked about it. You're like, oh, dude, this scene was amazing, my guy.
Yeah, because it has good scenes. It has some good scenes. What do you mean?
Dude, when you said, like,
the whole is garbage. Everybody knows that. What do you mean?
Nah. You were like, nah, this is amazing.
When they blew
your budget on, like, something really bad, you're like, this is an amazing scene. Nah, my guy. That's not how we do it here.
Yeah, it has good scenes. Well, like, fucking... What do you mean, like Julius versus fucking?
When you told me that Asta was turning into a devil for the first time or something like that.
Yeah, I told you that it was like
amazing. Experimental. That's what you told me.
I said it was experimental.
No. You said it was really good, bro. I really liked it. I was like, no.
Yeah, I liked what they did, but
you're like, this is top tier shit. This is what that's what you said.
I don't like the fight. No, I like that. They gave they gave a shit ton of different directors and animators like 2 different seconds, like literally in just the span of Asta like talking to his demon and then turning into it, like, you know, before he actually like goes all black and stuff, like, you know how he's floating in the big red space, like when he's meeting his demons like for the first time. Like when he's floating through there, like literally, like every 2 seconds, like the art style changed and the animation changed because a different animator would do it. I thought that was badass, but like the actual like the 3D when he's fighting him is garbage. I don't like it.
I don't know. You said you liked it.
Yeah, I liked what they try to do, but the end product was not good. Yes, it was bad. No, I'm talking about like when Julius fights Lick and when Austin Yuno fought against I can't remember his name. But like Black Clover does have some good fight scenes, but like some, and it's just a fight scenes.
No, I don't know, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. The art style animation was really good on this season. Oh, actually, overall, it was just a good season of art style and animation. I don't know.
The story was amazing. That I'll give you. And the character designs. The character designs were really good.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. I dead ass don't know how you're seeing it. Because I see fluided. It's fluid.
I'll show
it's you. Really good. In terms of... If you're going to show me just, like, scenes of floors, all right, fine. But in terms of fight, no.
No, I am going to show you poorly animated scenes from Tokyo Revengers. That is what I'm going to send you later. Because there are a lot, because I saw them.
Just hating on bitch.
How am I hating on it? I fucking love Tokyo Revengers. I'm just, like, baffled that you're turning a blind eye to it, that you just don't notice it. There are like some really poorly animated scenes, and that's because they blew their budget. Like they didn't have the budget for it. Like season 2, I hope looks amazing. I hope it, like, you know, all the money the shit is making is gonna like be invested back into it. Like maybe it'll get sent to a better animation studio.
Shit. I don't know, dog. Maybe the best scene that everyone was talking about, and you're gonna say it's bad like that.
What scene?
The best scene that everyone was talking about.
What scene?
Akemichi's dump truck, bro. That's what everyone was talking about. Ain't gonna be talking about scenes like that. Can't let you do it like that. I think they said, like, there's two like that.
Yeah, but those are his pants. That's not even the animation. Like, that's just the stupid-ass, baggy-ass pants they wear. But I'm not gonna lie, bro. The first time when he's, like, running... And you just see his fucking the dumb truck he has, bro. Fucking Takemichi had a wagon, bro.
That dude, hilarious. Yes. Yeah, bro.
Dude, everyone was popping off about it. That shit made me laugh, honestly.
Bro, that shit was funny, bro. caught me off guard, bro. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
It was like, hey, yo, the animators who did this. Chicken Little. Animators who did this need to go to jail, man.
They need to go horny jail, bro, because they had bad intentions. Man,
they're like, who gave my boy the dump truck? I swear, bro, that was funny. And it's, yeah, and it's I think.
No. Go. Continue.
I was just gonna say, I think it's gonna get a season 2. Like, it hasn't been said. Usually.
Well, it has to. Like, 100%.
It has to be. Yeah. Yeah, but like, you know how like when animes are doing really big, like big animes are doing really good, they'll usually say like a few days after or like within the same day, they'll be like, oh, next season, this is the new season. Like My Hero season 6 got
announced already, right?
Announced, yeah, it got announced. Like, right after, right? Because it usually does that for the seasons.
I think that all just depends on, like, the studio and the actual, like, publishing company that owns it. Like, Shueisha and Shonen Jump, they're going to greenlight anything, bro. Like, off-rip. Pa-pang. So, like, if you look at, like, shows that are, like, owned by like, Shueisha and shit, like, the Shonen Jump ones, like, Jujutsu Kaisen... My Hero, well, Black Clover don't count because that was seasonal. But, like that usually gets like Dr. Stone Iruma. Was. Dr. Stone, Iruma's not Shonen Jump.
No. But in terms of like, it got a third season already.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, like, it all depends on the production team whether it gets greenlit right away, because I mean, let's be honest, like there's some really good ones that. You know, should be getting like the day after, even the day of, bro. Like, in the last episode, it ends with, like, oh, you know, season two fucking coming.
Pretty much.
But, bro, Tokyo Avengers is making way too much money for it not to get season two.
Imagine, dude, they're like, oh, season one, that's it, you're done. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, season three of, real quick, sorry, Alex, if I cut you off, because you said something earlier, just real quick. Like, season three of Fire Force never got announced. I feel like it should have gotten a season three, but...
Do you think it will?
I don't know. It's been, like, a year already since season two happened, right?
I'm not sure.
I feel like it has been a year already since season two. Because usually, like, when they're doing, like, big and really good, they'll announce it. Mm-hmm. Not too late, but not too soon either. But I don't know. It really depends. Because sometimes you'll get stuff like that, like, oh, a year or two later. You're like, oh, yeah, here's the new season. So maybe. Because it has enough content for it, so.
Mm-hmm.
See how it goes.
Speaking of beautiful anime, Demon Slayer.
Alright.
Dude, I was really bummed out to find out that today doesn't... I thought it started today.
Patience, bro. Patience. All good things come in time.
No, yeah, but I was just like, oh, I've been counting down the days. Demon Slayer. Days. And then the day comes, I was like, oh, it's coming out October 10th. Fuck.
So wait, it got pushed back?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it got pushed back.
At least I thought it came out the 25th, because I've been seeing a bunch of people posting, like, oh, two more days for Demon Slayer, less than 24 hours. And then all they did was drop news on it.
Then, yeah, it kind of looked like they did push it back without saying anything.
Yeah. And then I didn't know that they were going to do a 7-episode special. The Mugen Train arc?
Mugen Train? Wait, uh-huh. So is that gonna be like still part of the show, or is this gonna be like mini thing?
They're doing the exact same thing Dragon Ball and Boruto did. They're turning the movie into episodes.
So, but how's this gonna work though? Is it still gonna follow the 24 episodes, or is it gonna do the 24 plus the 7?
No, the 7, the first.
It's going to count towards the 24.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of whack.
So we're going to get 17 episodes of the Entertainment District arc.
That's kind of whack.
I mean, hey, man. You know what this tells me? They're going to milk the fuck out of this.
Yep, they're going to drag it.
They're gonna stretch out Demon Slayer for as many seasons as they can.
Well, that's only like, what, 4 seasons left? 3 to 4?
What do we got after this? Entertainment District? Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie, I don't remember. We got like 3 arcs left.
Yeah, so like 4 seasons, I wanna say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like 2 movies.
I mean, man, that's kind of whack, though.
Two seasons and 2 movies left, bro. Cause they're gonna make the ending a movie for sure, 100%. I can already see it.
Do you think they'll keep on making movies and then like adapt it to like a season?
Yeah,
they'll probably do it. Yeah, I feel like they will.
Yeah, bro. If Dragon Ball can do it, they can do it.
So,
I mean,
I'm forgetting the studio already.
MAPPA?
No, not MAPPA. It's not MAPPA.
Oh,
damn it! I'm forgetting the studio.
Bro, it is Unlimited Budget Works. Is Ufotable?
Ufotable. Yeah, Ufotable. I mean, dude, they grinded off of fucking Fate.
They did beautifully with Fate.
they made their money off of Fate, and I think they're gonna do their money like another thing with Demon Slayer, but to the extent of how far, it wouldn't be like as much as Fate.
Well, that's
Fate's been around for years,
but that's because Fate has so much, bro. It's so big, so they're able to like constantly pump shit out.
Yeah, because the Fate in itself, like, okay, first I'm talking about Demon Slayer, but just real quick, Fate in itself is like, doesn't have necessarily a full-on storyline. It's just its own, like, vast thing that lets you go into different things, like, different heroes, go into the hero's world, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Yes, Fate, but no.
No, like, alright, the other versions of Fate don't necessarily have, like, what? Full-on stories, I want to say? Well, I haven't seen it either, but...
They do. That's the thing. They do, and a lot of them are connected. And a lot of them are connected in different ways. If, like, Fate's really confusing, bro. Well, it's not confusing. It's just, like, so big, bro. It's like a big old spider web. That's the best way I can describe it. Big old spider web. Oh. And, like... Because it... Technically, like, how, like, a main storyline, like what you're asking, is like the fucking Fate, Unlimited Blade Works, and Heaven's Feel. Like, those three are
main story.
Well, yeah, because they're based off of like the Fate visual novel, the Eroge. So, or Eroge, I should say. Fuck, I don't know how to pronounce it properly, but I don't know, bro. It's a lot. Let's just go back to Demon Slayer, because I don't want to go down this rabbit hole right now.
So, I mean, what? I don't know what to think, like, about it. I'm not too into that idea of, like, the movie turning into episodes. I'm not really into that whole idea.
Me neither. Those 7 episodes are not going to be watched. I don't care how beautiful they are. I'd rather watch the movie again.
But Alex, would you say that they're adding new... What were they adding again?
They're adding 70 new scenes. That's what they said they're doing.
So then you would kind of have to watch the anime, seven episodes.
If they're adding the new scenes, like the type of new scenes they added in the Boruto and in Dragon Ball, that's fine. It's not going to change the story. It's not going to be like anything significant. Because at the end of the day, like, Rengoku is going to have to die. And...
Whoa. I think they're saying that the first episode is going to be on Rengoku's, like, before he went on the mission.
Oh.
So, like, the very first episode is going to be, like, something that we didn't get to see in the movie.
Maybe Game Changer? Because, I mean, if the first episode is going to be like that, I'll watch the first episode. But if it's going to continue doing the same thing as the movie, I'm not going to catch me doing that.
Bro, this is all just a ploy to get people to watch the movie again. They're like, hey, instead of watching the first 7 episodes, just go watch the movie.
I mean, I honestly think it's going to keep the same art style, same animation.
Oh, 100%.
Top tier level shit.
100%. Yeah.
Dude, is this like really one of the top tier? Like, dude, it's top tier. That's all I can say.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything as nice looking as Demon Slayer, anime wise.
Mm-hmm.
Or Fate. Yeah, but that's because it's the same studio.
It's in the studio, yeah.
That's literally it. Like, it is in a league of its own. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, Jujutsu Kaisen was gorgeous. Like, Jujutsu Kaisen is very close. But, no, like, still. Who knows? I'm hoping maybe Chainsaw Man will look nicer.
I don't think so.
What else is really gorgeous? Wait, I got a question. Because I know you guys both watch this. Is it me, or has, like, the My Hero production quality gone down?
I haven't seen this new season, so I can't really talk too much about that.
No, well, just over, like, the course of, like, I feel like season 1 looked a lot better. Am I just, like, remembering wrong?
I think you might be remembering wrong.
To me, it looks the same.
Yeah, it looks just as good.
Really?
I wouldn't say better, but I think it just looks as good.
No. It's because, the highs, like, the highs are the same. But I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, you know, whenever we're not getting the Sakuga moment. Like you know how we'll get scenes where, like, you see that the budget got pumped into this scene because it looks really nice.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've seen, yeah.
Like, that I feel has stayed on the same, or if not gotten better. But the rest, like, the regular scenes, like, when they're in the fucking classroom and shit like that, like, I feel like that's gotten down a bit. I don't know.
I would have to rewatch it, dude.
Yeah. I think I had to rewatch scenes like that to really say, like, oh, yeah, it's gotten bad.
Because, I mean, if we compare the highs, it looks a lot better. I think, like, the highs...
Yeah, the highs have been really good.
Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to binge watch season 5, hopefully, this week. Oh, real quick, you know how we're talking about One Piece? I'm like, tomorrow, if I watched it today, I'll be caught up because I'm, like, 2 episodes behind. Top-tier shit. That's all I'm saying.
Bro, Yamato just did a face reveal last week. Sheesh. And we're getting her flashback with Ace this week. Oh my gosh. I am
ready for it.
Oh my gosh. One Piece is just... Can't stress enough, Alex. Oh, wait. Back on Demon Slayer. Bro. Not only... This is how good Demon Slayer is, bro. It's getting Lisa to do their opening and ending, and then they're getting Aimer to do another opening and ending. Like, bro, League of Its Own.
Spare no expense.
I mean, that's when you got the money for it, bro. So it's like, but the thing is, I don't know how big Aimer is though. I don't know, like, in what she's been in.
Well, she's not Lisa big, but she's pretty good. Well, you know, that's probably me just being biased because, you know, like, I like her music, but she's pretty good. But, like, Lisa's coming for the ride.
I don't know.
I'm starting to expect her to do an OP every season.
Yeah, same.
Shit, I hope.
What I'm waiting is for a dubstep,
like ReZero?
Fuck. Yep.
Nah, bro. Lisa's gonna keep doing all of Demon Slayer the same way Attack on Titan got the same artist to do all their OPs. Linked Horizon. Fuck.
Really? That's crazy.
You didn't know that? I think only... There was only one opening that Linked Horizon didn't do. I think that was... Season 3's first opening. That was the only opening that Linked Horizon didn't do.
Oh. I just know that, I know for a fact though, Lisa is like a really big artist over there.
Bro, she's a...
Even here. She's a big artist everywhere.
Bro, haven't you heard the saying? Beyonce is the American Lisa.
Oof, you just lost Beyonce fans right there.
Beehive's gonna kill me.
Alright, well, I think that's about it. I don't really have much to say.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's a good place to end.
Alright.
Alex, read, watch One Piece. Everyone listening to this, read, watch One Piece. Cannot stress that enough. Peak fiction. Yeah. All right. And we'll see you guys next week, everybody.
Peace.